Single zone ductless minisplit. Anatomy and service. A whole unit field guide to the single zone ductless minisplit. The wall head and inverter condenser. Flare line set. Communicating control. Commissioning vacuum and flares. And the failure points and fault code approach. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A single zone ductless minisplit is a small, high efficiency heat pump or AC that conditions one space with no ductwork. An indoor head mounts on the wall or ceiling slash floor, and blows directly into the room. A small inverter-driven condenser sits outside. A slim line set and a control cable connect them through a 3-inch hole in the wall. Most are heat pumps, so they heat and cool. The thing that makes a minisplit different from a conventional split isn't the refrigeration cycle. It's the inverter. Instead of a compressor that's slammed fully on or off by a contactor, the inverter varies the compressor speed continuously to match the load. That's why they're so efficient and quiet. And it's also why they're diagnosed differently. There's no contactor and no run capacitor on the compressor, and the boards talk to each other over a communication line and report faults as codes. How it's built. Indoor head. A small cross-flow barrel blower and an evaporator coil. A control board with thermistors, room air, coil temp and the receiver for the handheld remote. A condensate drain. Usually gravity through the line set sleeve, sometimes a small condensate pump for the head, a vane slash louver actuator for airflow direction, outdoor unit, an inverter driven compressor variable speed, often DC run by a power slash inverter board, no contactor, no compressor run cap, the outdoor coil and a variable speed often DC condenser fan, a reversing valve on heat pump models, an electronic expansion valve EEV that meters refrigerant electronically, and the main control slash power board. A baseband heater on cold climate units to keep defrost melt from freezing in the pan. The link. A flared line set small liquid plus larger suction. Insulated. A communication cable carrying power and serial data between the two units. Most minisplits are powered at the outdoor unit and feed the indoor head over this cable. So the indoor head usually has no separate power feed. How it's wired and plumbed. Power. Typically 1240 volts or 120 volts on small units feed lands at the outdoor unit. The indoor head is powered from the outdoor unit through the interconnecting cable. Communication. The boards exchange data over a serial line in that same cable. This is how the head tells the compressor how hard to run and how faults get reported. Refrigerant. Flared connections at both ends, not brazed in most residential minisplits, with the metering done by the EEV. The factory ships the outdoor unit with a charge for a baseline set length. Longer runs need added refrigerant per the install table. In the field. Commissioning. Minisplits live and die on the install. Mount and run the line set with smooth bends, no kinks. Small soft tubing crimps easily. Make the flares correctly. A clean, properly sized 45 degrees flare. Deburred tube. Right flare nut torque. Bad flares are the number one minisplit leak. Torque to spec. Over-torquing splits the flare, under-torquing leaks. Pressure test and evacuate. Pressure test with nitrogen, then pull a deep vacuum and do a decay test. 500 microns and holding is the target. Minisplits are unforgiving of moisture and non-condensables because the EEV ports and capillaries are tiny. Add charge for line set length beyond the factory included length, per the table on the unit. Open the service valves, power up, and let it run. Verify operation in both modes. Normal values and targets. Evacuation. 500 microns with a pass and decay test. Same as any quality install, but minisplits really punish a sloppy vacuum. Charge. Factory charge plus the per foot addition for line set over the base length. Weigh it in. Voltage. 208 to 240 volts or 120 volts small units at the outdoor unit. Compressor. No fixed RLA to clamp against the way a single speed unit has. Current varies with inverter speed. Use the manufacturer's service data and fault codes instead of a simple amp check. Superheat slash subcool. Less directly useful than on a fixed speed system, because the EEV is constantly trimming. Rely on weigh-in and manufacturer service mode for charge verification. Common faults and what they mean. Leak at a flare. The classic. Loss of charge shows as weak capacity and can throw low pressure slash EEV faults. Reflare and retorque. Don't just tighten harder. Fault code on the head's display or LED blink pattern. Minisplits self-diagnose. Get the code. Look it up for that brand, and it points you at the subsystem communication, sensor, EEV, inverter, etc. Don't guess. Read the code. Communication error. Bad interconnect wiring. Wrong terminal. A nicked communication wire or moisture in a connection. The head and condenser can't talk, so nothing runs. Inverter slash IPM board failure. The power module that drives the compressor can fail, especially after a surge, reports as an inverter or compressor drive fault. This is a board, not a capacitor. Indoor coil freezing slash weak airflow. Dirty head filters or blower wheel mini-split barrel wheels load up with dust and biofilm, low charge, or a dirty coil. Condensate overflow from the head. Plug drain line or a slimed up drain pan. Mini-split heads are notorious for biofilm clogging the small drain. Won't heat in cold weather slash weak heat. Low charge, defrost issue, or a model not rated for that low ambient. Tech tips and gotchas. Flares and vacuum are 90% of mini-split reliability. Most callbacks trace to a bad flare or a lazy evacuation. Take the time on both. Torque the flares. Pull a real 500 micron vacuum with a decay test. Read the fault code first. These systems tell you what's wrong if you let them. Each brand has its own code list and a service mode. Use it instead of guessing at a contactor and cap that aren't even there. There's no compressor contactor or run capacitor. Don't show up expecting to swap a cap. The compressor is driven by an inverter board. Different parts, different diagnosis. Clean the head. The barrel blower and drain pan load up with dust and slime far faster than a ducted system. A deep cleaning fixes a lot of weak slash smelly slash dripping complaints. Add charge for line length. Forgetting the per foot addition on a long run leaves it undercharged from day one, and chasing low capacity complaints. Safety slash code notes. Recover refrigerant per APA section 608 before opening the system. Never vent. Flare joints still hold a charge. Outdoor unit power and disconnect per NEC section 440. A disconnecting means within sight is required. Since the head is powered from the condenser, killing the outdoor disconnect de-energizes both. Verify dead before opening either. Condensate must drain to an approved point per the mechanical slash plumbing code. A head condensate pump needs a float safety where overflow would cause damage. Line set penetrations through the building envelope should be sealed. Follow flare connection torque and listing. Improper flares are both a leak and a refrigerant loss issue.